Hey everyone, and welcome back to the podcast, Spooky Time with Blanca. On today's episode, I'll be telling you about three different cryptids. A cryptid is defined as an animal or creature that has been claimed to exist but never proven to exist. I don't know about you, but I've been obsessed with cryptids or mythical creatures since I was like 8, or honestly probably younger. Have you ever seen the show called Lost Tapes? It was literally one of my favorite shows when I was younger. Their last episode was released in like 2010, I think. But it was basically a series of fictional found footage videos based on different cryptids like Bigfoot, Mothman, or even vampires. And each episode was based on a cryptid, and it was like found footage, like it looked like it was real. It was literally something I would watch all of the time. I'm pretty sure it's on Discovery Plus if you want to give it a go. On that note, let's get right into it. In 2009, a creepypasta internet meme was created and has become one of the most known cryptids. He's a thin, tall humanoid man with a featureless white face wearing a black suit. That's right, we're talking about Slender Man. So personally, Slender Man is one of my like top creepy cryptids. I just can't get the creepiness of him standing in the woods out of my head. I used to work for Amazon as a delivery driver, and I would go into like huge rich neighborhoods where there was like no light, and it was like 9 o'clock at night. No, earlier than that, but it looked like it was like 9 o'clock. And these houses, some of them had no lights on, so all behind the houses were woods and trees, and you could not see anything, and all you had was your imagination, if you're me, with intrusive thoughts. And I would literally be walking up to a house as fast as possible, just thinking Slender Man is like 2 feet away from me, stalking me. And then I run back to my van while looking back multiple times. So then I trip as I'm jumping into the van. And it was just a whole thing, and yeah, so Slender Man is not, I just can't. So everyone says different things about Slender Man. There's many different stories, but the basics of Slender Man is that he stalks children and teens. The things he does, on the other hand, are all different theories from different people. Whether it's murdering, kidnapping, or making kids do terrible things for him, there are many different times he has influenced the real world. He is in video games, movies, books, art, and even costumes on Halloween. He's definitely influenced a few movies that I've seen. Sorry. One of them, I don't remember what the name was. It was like Miss... I can't bleep that out. I didn't say it. Miss Peregrine's School for the Peculiar or something, and it had these creatures in it that definitely, if you've seen it, it looks like Slender Man. And I think they probably got the idea from him. But anyways, let's get back. I keep going off subject. In 2014, he influenced 2 12-year-old girls to try to murder their 11-year-old classmate. They lured their friend into the woods and then stabbed her 19 times and left her. And they did all of that in order to please Slender Man and become his proxies, whatever. I don't know how they believed in this. I mean, they seem to be very disturbed girls. If you've ever heard of the case, I would definitely look into it if you haven't. But these girls discovered the story online and they believed in it. So the 11-year-old girl did survive, thank goodness, and both girls pleaded not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. So, I mean, I think there's even some documentaries on those girls. I don't remember their names, but it's very crazy. I would watch it. 4 months later, after that incident, a 16-year-old girl from Florida allegedly set her house on fire, and police had found that she had gone on Slenderman websites that had a lot of information and stories. Now, I haven't looked into that case, but I'm not sure if that's enough to assume that was the reason, because I mean, I've been on Slenderman websites for research, and I mean, I feel like it's just anybody can just look into that, you know? But I can't say because I've never looked into the story. In June of 2014, so that was a month after the first attempted murder, there was a 13-year-old girl who attacked her mother. I'm not sure how she attacked her. I didn't read into that as well. But she said to the police that she did this to please Slenderman as well. Personally, Slenderman is one of those things that I've been so scared of. He just looks so creepy, and like, my husband even knows I'm like afraid of Slenderman. Sometimes he'll, even just saying it, I'm like, stop talking about him. Like, I'm surprised I'm talking about him right now. And now I'm looking around my house because I'm gonna get paranoid. So I think it's our time to move on to the next cryptid. Our next cryptid is described as having long body, winged shoulders, large horse-like head, cloven feet, and a thick tail. This is the story of the Jersey Devil. One of the origin stories tells a tale of a stormy night in 1735 where a woman gives birth during a thunderstorm. The wind howled, candlelight flickers. Some believed the woman known as Mother Leeds to be a witch. It's said that she already had 12 children and cursed the last child, the 13th to be exact. Legend says after the child was born, it flew up out of the chimney, and that's when the Jersey Devil was born. Another story tells a tale of a young Leeds town girl who falls in love with a British soldier, and the townsfolk did not like that, so they called her out on it, called her out for treason, and they cursed her. So later, she gave birth to a child that became known as the Leeds Devil. I've never heard of this next one personally, but it's another version, and it's about a girl who passes by a gypsy begging for food. She refuses, and the gypsy cursed her. Have we not learned from Stephen King's Thinner? If you've never seen it, this guy, now I'm like not remembering. I think he steals from the gypsy or something. I know. And so the gypsy curses him so that every time he eats, he gets thinner. I would watch it. I think it's very good. And if you're listening to this podcast, you probably like that type of stuff. So you probably already watched it. Anyway, years later, the girl gave birth to her first male child, who became a devil and flew into the woods. Sightings of the creature go back from the 1800s all the way up to the present day, 2023. It's reported that 1 in 6 New Jersey residents believe in the devil. What do you think? I personally believe anything is possible, and I am the least skeptic person you'll ever meet, but I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. How do tons of people see the exact same thing? I don't know. Anyways, our last cryptid for today is called La Lechuza, or the Witch Owl. This legend is heard of all over Mexico, Texas, and Southern California. According to the story, the Lechuza used to be a woman who was wronged in life and now seeks her revenge. Some say her child was killed. Some say the woman herself was killed for being a witch and came back for revenge. It's said she takes form of a white owl and some say a black owl. But the legend says La Lechuza is a giant owl, reported as 7 feet tall and a wingspan of 15 feet with the face of an old woman. Another tale is said to be a witch that sold her soul to the devil to transform at night into this owl creature. There is another legend that says that the cry of La Lechuza mimics a baby's cry in order to lure you outside. Some say hearing or seeing her is also an omen of death. In other versions, she preys on drunk men because it's said that a drunk person killed her. And in other versions, she craves the blood of unbaptized newborn babies. I read that it's common to be told not to whistle 3 times at midnight because it is an invitation for La Lechuza. I'm Mexican and Puerto Rican, and ever since I can remember, my mom has always told me not to whistle at night. Like, when I was little, sometimes I would whistle and she'd be like, no. She would stop me right there and then. And honestly, to this day, I still don't. And if I catch myself starting to whistle, I stop right away. Just because, I don't know, the habit, and I'm superstitious and I believe in a lot, like I said. I'm not sure if it's because of this legend that my mom used to say to stop whistling, but she also used to say that whistling at night calls upon evil things. What do you think of this story? Like I said, I'm the least skeptic person you'll ever meet, and I probably believe in every cryptid, unless it's like, honestly, I can't even think of one that I kind of don't believe in, sadly. But cryptids have been around for a long time, and they continue to be to this day. From all the old legends to the new legends, we'll always be wondering about the unknown. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. It really means so much to me. I really, really, really hope you enjoyed it, and I'll be back next week with a new episode. Until then, stay spooky. Bye.